Hello, I'm broadcaster Kieran Paul, and I am here at Medway Food Bank as part of the Carer Poverty Project in partnership with Carers First and working together with Trussell to raise awareness about caring for others while you are above the age of 75. So an unpaid carer is someone who is not employed to care for another person who requires their support. Now I am joined today by Jimmy and Jenny, who care for their two sons, Tim and Anthony. So Jenny, first of all, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself and your sons?
Yeah, I'm Jenny. We have two high-functioning autistic sons, one of whom has mental health problems as well as the autism. He has schizoid affective disorder. This is where there are signs of both bipolar and schizophrenia, but it doesn't warrant these diagnoses. It has been difficult to sort out the care for the one with the mental health problems because people with these conditions aren't provided for very well. We had to fight a court case for over 2 years between 2019 and 2021. This was about his care. One of them lives independently with some hours of help and the other is in a care home. But we still have a lot to do with them and act as an advocate for them when necessary. I also class myself as a carer for my husband, who has developed health problems in the last 3 years.
And Jimmy, if we just pass the mic quickly to you, just to say hello to yourself.
I'm James Davey, a carer for Anthony and Tim, our best friends. The thing is that it's been a long journey. This started on 1982 with Tim being diagnosed with autism. We only found out about autism because Tim had a bad asthma attack and he had to go into the hospital. And when he got there, he was put on a nebulizer. Within a quarter of an hour, he was okay. It kept on being under their feet, and they said that there was something wrong. This happened about three times, and then they said, well, we've got to look into that. And they passed it on to the school, and the school was come out with, he'd come in, and all he'd done was he picked up his stickle bricks and played with them. And then what he did was that he wouldn't let go. So they said, oh, there's something wrong. It was picked up by a social worker, and she worked in America, and she realised that there was some sort of autism. So what she did was she looked around for a school for him to go to. She went round and she found a lovely school in Gravesend called the Helen Allison School for Autistic Children. And the headmistress was Wendy Brown, and she came down and when seen Tim, he had autism and she would love him to be at the school at Gravesend. We didn't know anything about autism. She gave us what to expect from him and was very basic. And what he's done now, he's been there for since he was 19, and he's got a friendship with his two friends with him all the way through, and now he's fantastic. He's doing lots and lots of things that they didn't think he could do.
Fantastic. And back to you, Jenny. Yeah, you said about 1982. So that's how it started. What's something about being a carer that people just don't realise?
I mean, like us, we've been in a caring role for 43 years and it's never ending. You know, we were caring for children and then they become adults. So you're caring basically till the day you die. We've had the problem at the moment, a big problem with the younger ones' care. We thought that we had things settled, but I've come to realise that we're never going to have that peace of mind. And I find this upsetting. I don't think people realise the case, all right, we've got them in care, but we're still advocating for them all the time. And it's never ending, really.
And the other one was Anthony. And what happened was, when he was born, if there's any problems, it's not as bad as Tim. So what we did was we just sort of carried it on. But then they found out that when he was at the school where Tim was diagnosed with Dittlebricks, he had some sort of a problem. They said it might be an idea for him to go to the Bradfield School. We didn't think it was that bad, but then he went through the school. He done quite well. He was fantastic at art. And then what happened was, when he was 19, he went to, he's got to go to the art college. And then he went to the art college down at Chatham. And what happened was, we didn't pinpoint that he had been bullied until the last, 3 months. And then we found out that he's been bullied by the pupils. So what we did was, we went there and had a chat with him. And it was too late, really. But when he finished the course, he passed the course. But then, after he had to start going back, he had a nervous breakdown. And then we started finding out there was lots of problems with his maybe or autism and everything. It started.
And Jenny, obviously, you know, they're your sons. What is just, if we can pinpoint, using the word Jimmy said there, pinpoint one thing you just absolutely adore about them?
Their sense of humour. They are so funny. They don't always realise they're being funny, but they've got completely different sense of humour. Tim has got a silly sense of humour, like his dad, and the other one has got a very dry sense of humour. Jimmy loves it because he can be silly with them, and then, you know, they take it and sort of join in.
Excellent. And now I know, Jimmy, you were an engineer. So if you can have the, if we pass the mic just for Jimmy for this one, how has being a carer affected your work life or your career plans?
Well, I've had lots of different jobs, being in engineering, working in paper mills and what have you. Then we went to over to the electronic side, bulbs and things, bulb making company, Masonette. And the thing was that as I was an engineer, it wasn't well paid. It wasn't. We didn't have any health pay. It was a good job. I was in good health all the way through these 40 years until now. And when Anthony had problems with his psychiatrist or other things, and Tim had problems as well, I had to come off from work, and they didn't like it, me going, but I said, do I have to go? So I didn't get paid for it, and they took the money off of me.
Would that happen quite regularly?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, well, say every couple of months, it would happen. You know, and it might not happen for a little while, and then it start again. But that's it. You know, how did we survive? I don't know. But that was after the 40 years of being after him. They're good kids, I tell you.
Brilliant. And Jenny, what about sort of your work life, your career plans?
Well, because Tim was diagnosed when he was 5, I wasn't planning to go back to work, when he was 5, but I didn't have any choice. Never went back to work at all from then, because the other one started having problems as well later on. I mean, Anthony was diagnosed when he was aged 20, so there was 20 years with Tim, and then there was a brief period. I thought, oh yeah, you know, we've got some sort of life of our own. Oh no, he started having problems. So basically, we've had to have one wage, which we've managed on. We did have benefits. At the carer's allowance, attendance allowance, as it was called then. But the thing was, nobody told us anything about these benefits, so there was a gap of some years before we found out that you could have them. I mean, he was at school. Nobody at the school told him, told us, anybody, like a medical person or social services. We just didn't know. So, as I say, at times things were difficult, but we managed all right.
He went into the Priory Hospital in Keston in Bromley, and they would give us 6 months, and then he would be out on his ear hole. So what happened was, there was Milton Park over to St Neots, and they said that they would take him, and they'd keep him in there and see what they could do for him. So that's what happened. It's in Cambridgeshire, and it's 100 miles. So he went there. We've always made contact with him. Every month we went up there. We didn't get paid or anything.
And I assume you didn't, like, fuel costs as well, travelling 100 miles, did you?
Fuel costs at the moment, 30 quid.
Okay.
But the thing was, somewhere along the line, Medway Council cancelled it. So we had to go up there and see him without any money. And then with all the meetings we went to, you know, that we didn't get paid for that. And, you know, there's a lot of argy-bargy about him being, you know, what he is. He had autism plus learning difficulties, and they were trying to sort of say, they didn't quite know what to, you know, to batter between the two. One would say that was a problem, and then I'd say the autism was a problem. And so that's what happened.
Carrying on from what Jimmy was talking about, he went to Cambridgeshire, which is actually a hospital, and at one stage he was sectioned for not taking his medication. He went there as a voluntary patient. The idea is to get people out of these hospitals, but there is a complete lack of provision and no choice as to what happens after that. So he was actually there for 3.5 years, and there has been cases of people being in these type of places for 20 years. After he went there for 3.5 years, he went to Westgate near Margate, and that is 40 miles away. Now he is in Maidstone, which is a lot nearer, and this place at Maidstone is now sort of being altered, so he might have to leave there.
And Jenny, have you ever, well, I know you have actually, but what financial sacrifices have you had to make?
Well, basically, we've had to live on one wage while we were managed. Well, at one stage it was quite difficult because Jimmy was in between jobs, so that was quite a difficult time, but we got over that. And I suppose we haven't had fancy holidays or things like that.
And what financial support, Jenny, have you received, such as like carer's allowance, and do you think it's enough?
Well, we used to get carer's allowance, and I would say it wasn't enough then, but now I would say it's even worse. But the thing was about the carer's allowance and other benefits we did get, we didn't get them for some years because we didn't know anything about them.
And so there was like a lack of information out there?
Yes, that's right, yes.
Yeah.
After the war, the carers was set up, obviously, and then they decided to give you a certain amount of money. But the thing was that they've never increased it in proportion to what it is today. And the thing is that it's an old-fashioned caring allowance, and it should be put up to the modern-day carers allowance.
And Jenny, is there one thing, well, which one thing you wish people understood about the financial struggles that carers face?
I don't think people realise how little carer's allowance actually is. We don't get carer's allowance now because we're pension age. But the campaign that the Trussell Trust are doing really opened my eyes, because they compared it to the living wage. And when I realised the sums and how it compares, I think it brings it into an easy way for people to understand how little it is, because I didn't really realise how little it was.
And do you find that there's just so many hidden costs of caring that people overlook, that don't think about?
The one thing I can think of is petrol. If you've got a care for one that's not sort of local like we have, it's a lot of petrol involved.
We looked after them, you know, as best we can financially. And, you know, when they wanted something, we would try to give it to them. And the thing was that they were quite happy to sort of go along with us as long as we weren't in debt.
And Jimmy, do you think there's enough understanding of why an unpaid carer would need to use a food bank?
Well, the thing is that we've been carers for 40 years, and this didn't, you know, come up, you know, because we've financially sort of worked out all over the years and got things sort of settled. And then we looked at, you know, what carers are getting, and it's not adequate enough. And the thing is that, you know, they've got to be looked after, because, you know, they've put so much for the country that... you know, they need to be provided for, and we would love that. But as I say, we are elderly, and we're not in that sort of range. But there's so many younger people who need that care, and we want it. You know, it's got to be done, and it's got to be sorted.
And have you ever been able to access any help, like grants, benefits, advice, or financial support from charities? Either of you?
Well, no, not really, because what's happened is I'm going along with the family, you know, sort of income, family, everything was sort of well managed. I mean, I've got a missus who's quite manageable, and I
think we need to get Jenny's opinion on that.
Quite manageable. But, I mean... Over the years, we see these people with these flash cars spending £35,000, and there I'm going along with a little Morris Minor or a Nova, and getting it a second hand and costing, what, £300. We managed to get that and do that. That's why they're in debt half the time, and they don't realise it until it's too late.
And Jenny, if you could just change one thing about the financial support available to carers, what would it be?
I think the carers' allowance should be increased. That's why I'm supporting the Trussell Trust campaign.
And would you have any advice for another carer who is struggling financially? So I know, Jimmy, you've talked about debt, but yeah, what advice would you give?
There is help out there, such as Carers First. During this campaign that the Trussell Trust are doing, I know that the council were interested in setting up a hub where you can, one place where you can go and get all sorts of advice. And I think that's a very good idea, because at the moment it's all over the place. There is help out there, but it's all sort of run by different people and quite sort of fragmented. So I would really like that to come to fruition. So I think that's a very good idea.
And is there anything else either of you want to add?
We've stuck together all these years. over the, you know, ups and downs. And the thing was that we backed each other, and that's the main thing we can do.
Yeah, I would agree with that, actually.
Lovely. Well, Jimmy and Jenny, thank you so much for joining me here today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, yes.
And that was Jimmy and Jenny who care for their sons, Tim and Anthony. And we've been recording this at Medway Food Bank. Thank you.